Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner.
And I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And the Mark Steiner Show is made possible by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank, so it belongs to you and you get money back in the end. For more information, www.mecu.com. And we are now joined by Rocky Anderson, who is the, was no longer, he is the mayor of Salt Lake City for two terms, executive director of High Road for Human Rights, and is running for president as part of the Justice Party. And Rocky, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thank you very much.
So, Rocky, let's just start. This is I'm curious. I followed your career as mayor of Salt Lake City, and you had very progressive credentials out there, and in the midst of a very conservative state, which is probably why you didn't run for governor.
Yeah, I don't believe in doing what's absolutely futile in this life. I have a lot of work to get done.
But in all seriousness, I talk about the Justice Party and why you helped form it and why you're running for president on it. Well, let's just start there. Let's not make it too complex.
Well, I think like so many people, and it doesn't really depend on what our political affiliation or prior political affiliation is. I think most people in this country have reached the point where we have just completely had it with the corrupting influence of money in Washington, those that we elect to go back and represent our interests, who are in positions of public trust, betray that public trust just about every single day. And it's not because necessarily most of them are bad people. It's because they are in a system that they and their parties, Republican and Democratic Party, together have built, and it's the system from which they thrive. And I think that a lot of people in Washington don't really like the fact that they have to do all this fundraising day in and day out, but we see very few of them standing up and exposing what's going on and saying enough is enough, we have got to turn this around. And it can be turned around. And that's largely why we formed the Justice Party and why I'm running for president.
Mr. Anderson, this is Anthony McCarthy. I'm very curious about two issues. And certainly we tend to hear a lot of the rhetorical back and forth between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party on issues of the economy and certainly issues of our foreign policy. And they shoot arrows back and forth. But, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, when we listen to both the positions of those parties, except on extreme issues, they sound very much the same. How can you, the Justice Party and others, really force the American people to dig deeper, to ask more and require more of these really dominating parties?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a matter of letting people see the possibilities. When, you know, I hear so many people say, oh, but a third party can't make it because you don't have the hundreds of millions of dollars that are pouring into these campaigns. My response is, imagine, you know, we're better than this. Mm-hmm. We can embrace the possibility and then make it happen if we see that that's what's in our best interest and in the best interest of our nation. So on the economy, for instance, just look at what's happened in this country. We are in the midst of a new gilded age, meaning there are those few people in this favored elite financial aristocracy, and then there's the rest of this country that haven't been making any progress, as the wealthier have been getting so much wealthier. The rest of this country has been left behind, and it has cascading ramifications with poorer education, poorer test scores relative to the test scores in so many other nations, shipping millions of jobs overseas, a minimum wage that is below what it's been ever since 1967 in terms of relative dollars. the decimation of unions, which made such a difference in building a thriving middle class in this country for over 30 years. We saw, beginning with FDR's administration, a real care for those who were struggling in this country. And we built a very healthy, thriving, sustained middle class, which lends to the security of this nation and to obviously personal and familial security. And at the same time, we had fair tax rates where the wealthy were paying their fair share. Now, all of that has been unwound because the people that have the money end up buying their influence in Congress and in the White House. And now the wealthy have been given these enormous tax breaks for the first time ever in this country's history. We're fighting a war in Iraq and at the same time giving major tax breaks for the wealthy. It's never happened before in our nation's history. And so these same hypocrites that are talking about their concern about the budget, and I say hypocrites on both the Democratic and Republican side because they're both responsible. Talk about the debt, but they both, those parties, allowed these Bush tax cuts to take effect, and they both allowed these outrageous, wasteful, expensive, tragic wars to happen, wars that are going to obviously create vaster insecurity for our country for generations to come.
So a couple of questions here, but we'll get into some of the issues I think that are important for us to tackle. And folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. Rocky Anderson is our guest, former mayor of Salt Lake City, who is running on the Justice Party ticket for president of the United States. 410-319-8888 is the number here. Anthony McCarthy and I both here on the air together on Mondays together. So the question, Rocky, a couple of things. One is, there has been controversy around your candidacy, especially people who have run third parties, like the Green Party. The question, well, why would Rocky Anderson be running and kind of splitting the already minuscule vote that the Green parties get in their, in third parties get in their efforts to kind of point to the power of corporations in the society and what they're doing to America, that this is just dissipating the voice?
That's a great question, and I think where the people that are saying that, their major premise is that we all are necessarily sharing only that slim thread of people on the very left in this country. They always use the word progressive or liberal, and the Justice Party started out with an idea of building a broad-based party where we're addressing all of these issues, but that we're striving for something much greater than, as you described it, that minuscule vote that the Green Party gets. I mean, the best they've ever done was when Ralph Nader was their candidate, and that was solely because Ralph Nader was their candidate in the year 2000. But, you know, they'll probably get 0.5% of the vote this time around because they're only appealing to a very narrow segment of the people in this country. We've already gotten vastly more attention from national television and radio media. I think people are paying a lot more attention to our campaign, not simply because we're new, but that's also very important, I think, given these times, but because we do have an appeal to people across the political spectrum. That doesn't mean we're all going to agree on everything. I'm never going to compromise on my advocacy, for instance, for marriage equality. But I think we're getting to the point where people on the right and left in this country are saying that we just really need to accept this as a fact of life. It's the right thing to do. And even if you're not quite used to the idea, it's really not worth splitting all of us up, as much in the mainstream media would like to have happen, because they love to talk about these wedge issues to drive us apart, when really our interests are, for almost all of us, are aligned, whether it's in terms of the economic disparity, the fairness in taxation, the rule of law issues. I mean, what American wants to see our Constitution completely undermined and the kind of disregard for the rule of law, whether it's the War Power Clause, whether it's the invocation by the executive branch of the state secrets doctrine, which knocks the courts out of the whole formula of checks and balances under our Constitution, the disregard for basic concepts of due process when we're targeting U.S. citizens for assassination, or when Congress passes a law and President Obama signs it into effect, allowing for indefinite detention without due process. These are the kinds of issues that we need the kind of passionate, experienced voices to be going out and talking to the American people, telling them the truth and showing how our interests really are aligned. And in that connection, I think the Justice Party, we have carried on a really effective campaign. And although we may not be on the ballots in every state, we're certainly working it. And we're in this for the long term, and we're not just going to pop our heads up every 4 years when there's an election. And frankly, although I really like the Green Party, I'm not saying anything badly about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're great people. You never hear of them except between elections every 4 years. And I think that we need a party that's constantly building, organizing people and pushing, because we, the American people, really are usually the leaders. Those people in Washington, they follow us. And that's how it's happened in every social movement in this country. It starts at the grassroots, and then those folks jump on board when they see that there are going to be political costs if they don't.
Rocky, I want to ask you, this public radio station sits on a historically black college campus. A large percent of our listenership is African American, and the host of this program, Mark Steiner, has a lifetime of experience and passion when it comes to human and civil rights. I'm very curious when we talk about third parties, and I'm not one of those kind of people who would ever, I guess, box you in and say, oh, third parties can't win, so let's not have a conversation. But I am curious about what the message is in a shrinking middle class, a lower income community. What would be the message to say, you know what? This party speaks to you. It speaks to your condition. It speaks to, like you said, its hopes and its dreams. Because I think we're growing more and more frustrated every day. But we don't think we have a choice between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. What would you say to communities of color about not only the short term as far as a presidential election and the Justice Party, but this long-term dream that you have for this party?
Yeah, first of all, I would say that we are all in this together. And if we don't have good jobs, if we don't have great educational opportunities where every capable child has the same opportunity for a higher education. And I would say also preschool programs, which can make such a difference in breaking the cycle of poverty and equalizing things. There's oftentimes nothing that can make such a great difference as good early childhood educational programs. So all of that combined with jobs opportunities, and we need to increase the minimum wage to at least $10 an hour. But beyond that, we need to bring everyone together in this country so that we're providing great jobs now and into the future, regaining the competitive edge our nation used to have in relation to other countries. But now we're not just competing against each other. We're competing against people all over the world for good jobs and keeping employers in this country. So I would say that number one in terms of security is that we preserve the social and economic safety nets that have been in place. We've had great leaders in the past, President Johnson with regard to Medicaid, FDR when it came to Social Security. they knew how to make the case in a way President Obama simply doesn't. He doesn't go out to the electorate and say, okay, the best thing we can do is have universal health care so not one of our citizens is ever again without basic health care. He didn't even put universal health care under a single-payer system on the table. And then as soon as the public option issue was raised and he'd made his promises during the campaign, he completely folded rather than letting Congress know that this is what the American people demand. And if they don't go for it, then there are going to be those political costs. So I think that we all look at this in terms of our own and our children's security. What is it about life? What is it about our communities and our nation that really provides a lasting, sustained security? And the direction that we're going in, it's exactly the opposite of what we need to be doing. We still have banks that are considered too big to fail. So why are President Obama and Mitt Romney not talking about breaking up those banks? Well, it's basically because they're in their employ. They're the ones that bought them into office or are trying to buy them into office.
410-319-8888 is the number here. Rocky Anderson is our guest, two-time mayor of Salt Lake City, progressive mayor of Salt Lake City, did a great deal of work when he was there. And is now running for president on the Justice Party ticket, 410-319-8888. A couple of quick things, and one of them has to do with, I mean, when people, and I know you are loath to call yourself anything, progressive, liberal, whatever, you so, which is fine. We're a country full of labels, and they often don't mean much. But I'm curious as to how you think this gets done. I mean, what are concrete ideas that put people back to work in America? And jobs that actually pay a decent wage. What do you do? And where does the money come from to do it?
First of all, we'd save literally trillions of dollars by ending the wars, by ending the stranglehold of the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower, Republican president, warned us about. This is a matter of our priorities in this country. And we could make an enormous positive investment in our country, both in the present and in the future, by putting millions of people to work in a WPA, a Works Program Administration kind of initiative, where we're repairing our nation's rapidly deteriorating infrastructure and at the same time putting people to work, and then also renegotiating our trade agreements, so that we're not providing all these incentives for American businesses and multinational corporations to send jobs that used to be in the United States overseas. We've got to have fair trade where the same kinds of employees' rights and environmental protections are in place so that we're evening out the playing ground and getting those jobs back into this country. It's appalling to me that this president has watched the unemployment and underemployment rate continue at one of the worst levels ever in this nation's history and not learning the lessons of the Roosevelt administration and implementing a WPA kind of program. My high school was a WPA project. It still stands. It's ranked one of the three most beautiful high schools in the country, and it still serves the community. So they put a lot of people to work building it, and look at how that investment has paid off. We can do that all over the country with our roads, our bridges, our trails, buildings. We could be renovating every federal building in this country that's over 30 years old, bringing it up to gold, silver, or platinum LEED standards so that we're putting a lot of people to work, hundreds of thousands at least, working on these projects, reducing the uses of energy and dependence on foreign oil, and at the same time reducing the energy costs in the long term. There are very positive solutions to every single one of these issues we talk about, but you will not hear any of these solutions come from either President Obama or Mitt Romney.
Let's try to get some callers in here as we talk with Rocky Anderson, former mayor of Salt Lake City, Utah, and running as president as part of the Justice Party. 410-319-8888. Leslie, you're on the air. Hi, Leslie, you're on the air.
Okay. I'm going to say this right. I agree exactly with that gentleman. See, the problem is that every time somebody like that gentleman that speak about that type of platform, when we taking back our country, when he come around, the media actively downplay that. They minimize that, and they don't give it the type of exposure that it deserves. And then, you know, the people, us the people, see, we never really have a real opportunity to make those type of selections because the media actively, you know, just censor that. Now, you know, when you talk about a third party, you know, what is a third party other than being when you identify yourself as an independent, like I am? See, but as an independent, I'm still limited to who I can vote for. Is it even going to be a Democrat or a Republican? Now, you know, if I had an option to exercise my right to vote independently, then I would vote for somebody other than either or, because that's probably why I chose to be an independent, because, you know, at times I'm not satisfied with either one of them. And you got to figure, you know, when me, by the time the election come around, 9 times out of 10, if that gentleman's name is on the ballot, I won't be able to vote for him because, well, excuse me, let me back up.
Well,
his name probably won't be on the ballot because by the time the election come around, the media will have successfully, you know, played it down that I don't even really know that he's on.
Let me ask you, Rocky Anderson, who is running as a third-party candidate for the Justice Party, as he likes to call himself a second-party candidate because he thinks Democrats and Republicans are the same, so he calls himself a second-party candidate. But is that right, Rocky? Am I right about that?
Well, Leslie, I love what you had to say, and I would love to record that and take it everywhere I speak, because that is the frustration so many people are feeling, that the mainstream media in this country isn't getting the word out. And I find that really surprising. And I think it's going to change, actually. When I first announced I was coming, that I was going to run as the Justice Party's nominee, I was on CNN, MSNBC several times, RT Television, Amy Goodman. I was on with Rachel Maddow. There was a lot of attention paid, and I think that these folks are going to see that the polls are reflecting that the vast majority of people in this country want to see a major third party or independent candidate. They want to see alternatives. And so I'm hoping that this is going to turn around in terms of the coverage, because if it's not, they're just part of this anti-democratic trend in this country where we basically have two choices that aren't very far apart from one another. I mean, there are some minor differences, but when it comes down to it, they're both feeding from the trough of the same special interest money. They're still handing us this economic disaster, our foreign policy disasters, and we don't see, as an American people who really want things to head in a different direction, that choice. So, Leslie, we're doing everything we can to get on the ballot in your state.
How many, Rocky, that's a good question. We're running out of time. How many states are you going to be on the ballot? Do you know at this point?
Well, I
deadlines are coming up, yeah.
On between 30 and 35 states. We've got great volunteers, and I ask everybody, please help us out. And take a look at voterocky.org on the website. There's a lot of the TV and radio coverage on there. There are also ways to sign up as a volunteer. And this really is a people's movement. I'd do it without being a party if I could. I like the idea of all of us being independent of parties and saying we're going to vote for the person who not only says the right things, as President Obama did 4 years ago, but where you can look at their record and see what they've devoted their lives to. And I think that if you look at my record, you'll see that I went up against a lot of powerful people and institutions over the years, and I stood for the people. And I will continue doing that the rest of my adult life, no matter what I do.
Rock Anderson, I deeply appreciate you taking the time with the listeners. We look forward to talking to you down the campaign trail even more.
Thank you so much. Hope we get another opportunity.
You will.
Thank you, Mark and Anthony.
Thank you.
Good to have
you
with us. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Rock Anderson, who is seeking to become president of the United States on the Justice Party ticket. We're going to take a very brief break here. Before we go to that break, I need to remind you all of something really important. The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the University of Maryland Heart Center, where expert cardiologists, cardiac surgeons, nurses, and support staff have built a nationally recognized program focused on prevention, treatment, and rehabilitation. For a virtual tour of the Heart Center, just go to www.umm.edu/heart, the University of Maryland Heart Center. We'll be right back. When we return, we'll be joined by Dr. Homer Faber, former Dean of Urban Studies and Human Development here at Morgan State University, and Lalit Gadia, attorney, members of what they call the Goon Squad, colleagues of the of Reverend Marion Bascom, who just passed away, and the Reverend Wendell Phillips joining us from North Carolina. Stay with us. We'll be right back.